This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
We have Geraldine Feller, who is from the Refugee Action Collective and also from the No Pride in Detention group. Geraldine just recently was involved in an award-winning, entry in A Midsummer. And it was the Palm Sunday Walk for Justice. So we're here. We want to hear all about that this morning. Good morning to you, Rebecca.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Now, before we begin that, who's the Refugee Action Collective?
So the Refugee Action Collective is a grassroots organising collective, and we meet every Monday to organise the refugee protests that you probably often see in the city at the State Library. We communicate with the people in offshore and onshore detention and organise responses to, you know, various crises and issues as they come up, and strategise long term, I guess, about the refugee movement and how we think we can win justice for refugees and offshore detention.
So, Geraldine, you did have a contingent that participated in the Palm Sunday Walk for Justice. Now, that was specifically about LGBTI people who are persecuted and awaiting entry into Australia.
That's right. So the Palm Sunday Walk for Justice is actually coming up. So that's on the 25th of March. We had a contingent in the Pride March, the Midsummer Pride March.
That's right.
Yes, our contingent was No Pride in Detention, and we were there to protest specifically about the issue of LGBTIQ refugees on Manus and Nauru in Australia's offshore detention centres. We know that there's between 30 and 40 gay men on Manus. Manus is part of Papua New Guinea, and for those who don't know, homosexuality is still illegal in Papua New Guinea. So it's a very serious issue for these asylum seekers and refugees. Essentially, the government has abandoned them in a country where they face up to 14 years in jail simply because of their sexuality.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And why has this not made much more media?
I think, in general, like the crisis on Manus and on Nauru, you know, we see it in the media periodically. But for those refugees, they face, you know, they're in a very precarious situation. They face constant violence and harassment. It's very difficult for them to come out. Those who do, we have the example of a gay couple, Nima and Ashkan, on Nauru, who have come out. They fell in love in detention, and they now fear for their lives because of their love and their relationship.
And the government doesn't, believe that. To put it bluntly, they don't think this is an issue.
No, they don't.
And, you know, the fact that homosexuality or homosexual sex is illegal in Papua New Guinea, the government knew that when they sent these folk there. And, you know, so No Pride in Detention, it's a powerful statement. Tell us about the sort of reaction that you get from people. Because, you know, as Tass said, you know, it actually has had some media, particularly in our community. But what sort of reaction do you get from people, Geraldine?
Well, when we marched in the Midsummer Pride March, we had a very positive reaction. People cheered us as we walked along, which was fantastic.
And I was one of them.
Yeah. that's fantastic. And we did receive the award from Midsummer for the most significant message, which was really fantastic and a testament, I think, to the fact that the LGBTIQ community cares about this and wants to do something about it. And I think as well, like, you know, our contingent at Midsummer was specifically about the gay refugees on Manus and Nauru, but just, you know, in general, I think our community has something in common with all refugees who are persecuted by the Australian government, because we know what it's like to be discriminated for something that is not our fault. you know, that to face violence and harassment simply for being who we are. And then for that reason, I think we should stand with all refugees.
Yes, yes. So next Sunday is the Palm Sunday Walk for
That's
Justice.
That's right, yeah.
What can we expect to see?
I'm hoping that we'll see many thousands of people out on the street. And I am hoping that we'll see lots of our community there. We are organising a No Pride contingent at that. So bring your rainbow flags, march with us. We'll have T-shirts that say No Pride in Detention that you can buy. We'll have a banner that says No Pride in Detention. Mm. So, yeah, please come to that at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the State Library. And I think, I'm not sure if people have seen in the media, but there's been a very, you know, horrible situation kind of unfolding with the Tamil family from Bilawila.
Yeah.
Yeah, Priya, Nadez and their two young girls who on the 5th of March were ripped from their beds at 5 o'clock in the morning by border force and put into MITRE Detention Centre here in Melbourne. So I'm hopeful that lots of people will have seen that in the media and will come out on Palm Sunday to march for all refugees, but particularly for Priya and Nadez and their family.
You have to wonder about why, you know, why they did that, the time they did it, the way that they did it.
Mm.
And look, you know, we all acknowledge that these, you know, these issues are really complex, and it's not simple. But to do that to people at that time of the morning, in the way that they did it, and the way that the system is taking away people's rights, I think, you know, I hope you get a big turnout next Sunday, because, you know, this is the salami tactic: slice by slice, little bit at a time, just roll back, you know, the liberties and the freedom that we've enjoyed. Don't worry that we've signed international agreements. Just ignore that. You know, Australian Border Force, yeah, spend tens of millions of dollars on their wonderful uniforms. yet, you know, treat people like, you know, discarded parcels.
Unless they're white farmers from South Africa, of course.
Yeah. Well, no, but that's Mr. Potato Head.
We have a message, Macca, and we do love getting your messages. So if you do want to engage with us in any way, or comment, or give us some feedback, 0427 569 949 or via email at onair@joy.org.au. So, Macca, what does Ant have to say?
So, Ant makes the point that gay refugees in Manus, some, you know, have to deal with, in some instances, anti-gay sentiment and actions from asylum seekers from a number of countries, some of them Islamic. So it's making it doubly difficult. Not only are they put somewhere where their sexuality is regarded as a crime, they're put with people who in a lot of cases, agree with that. They're all refugees, and they're all entitled to dignity and to rights. You know, and to me, this is, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Geraldine, do you have a comment to that?
Yeah, I think in reality what we've found on Manus and Nauru is that those borders, those ideas that people have, maybe, you know, homophobic or racist ideas, in the camps, the asylum seekers all come together. And you hear quotes from people like Behruz Bachani, who came out in support of gay marriage in Australia, or equal marriage, sorry, last year. But also I've heard refugees talk about, you know, quite explicitly about this issue, you know, refugees from Islamic countries who say, you know, we might come from different countries, we might have different sexualities and ethnicities, but on Manus, we're all refugees together and we all have something in common.
Yeah.
So I think the reality is we're not, you know, importing homophobes to Australia.
No, we
have our own homophobes in the government.
We've got a healthy community of them.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So, Geraldine, just as we're winding up, I'm very interested in how did you get involved in this work, and where does your passion for the Refugee Action Collective come from?
Well, I think part of it is the experience of being a gay woman and experiencing discrimination and homophobia. And when I'm a historian, so I read a lot about our history, the history of our community, and I see so many parallels between the way we've been treated by our government and by the way refugees are treated today by our government. And, you know, I really feel the injustice of that, and I want to do something to change it.
Good on you. Good on you.
And, you know, it's interesting, Tess, the government feels and does ignores international conventions we've signed, imagine what their reaction would be if it was a free trade agreement that they'd signed and the other country ignored it. They'd be outraged. Julie Bishop would be on a plane with her boyfriend protesting.
Spacker.
It's true.
Geraldine, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you
if
for
any of our
me.
Listeners are interested in supporting you or participating in some of your activities, how can they do that?
Well, they can come to the Palm Sunday Walk for Justice for Refugees on the 25th.
And 2 o'clock next Sunday outside the State Library.
That's right, and find our contingent with lots of rainbows. They can also come along to RAC meetings. They're open, so that's the Refugee Action Collective. We meet every Monday at 6:30 p.m. at the ANMF building on Elizabeth Street.
Oh, the new building.
The new building,
yes. That's a fabulous building.
It is. It's a lovely building.
Yeah. ANMF is the Australian Nurses and Midwives Federation building.
That's right. That's right. And you can find us on Facebook we've got a website. All the details are there. They're open meetings, so everyone is welcome to come along and have a say and be part of the refugee movement.
Geraldine Feller, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you for coming into the studio. Best wishes with your Walk for Justice next Sunday.
Thank you.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.